The Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment, Simon Birmingham, has tried to get confirmation of what this ban involves, and he's on the line right now. Minister, thank you very much for your time.
G'day, Chris. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, what do we know about the validity of this ban? How many ports included and how long will it go on for?
Information is still sketchy, Chris, but I'd first of all caution against the impression that there is a ban. We don't believe that China has banned Australian coal into China or into even a single port. We do believe that there may be some variance in terms of the import quotas that they're applying on a port-by-port basis. That's what we're trying to get more information about. So are they limiting to some extent the annual amount that can go into a port? That's what I've been speaking with our ambassador in Beijing to try to get them to ascertain as many details as possible so that Australian exporters can have certainty around how many ships they can send, how much product they can send. But China is a very valuable market for Australia, and we're confident that it will continue to be a very valuable market for Australia.
Okay, is it politically linked? Is it about the fact that the federal government has given Huawei short shrift?
We don't believe so, and China's foreign ministry was asked about this late yesterday, and they publicly indicated that there were standard processing and assessment processes to undergo in terms of giving import approvals.
So it's solely related to the handling of coal. It's not about, you know, cyber attack accusations from Australia or Huawei or any political notion?
We don't believe so, and I don't think it's helpful or necessarily accurate for people to leap to those sorts of conclusions. We have a very strong, growing trade relationship with China. This is not the first time that we've seen a slowdown in the approvals process for coal to enter Chinese ports. We went through a period like that last year, and then once that was cleared, once we sort of saw the waiting times clear up, they started processing again, and in the final quarter of last year, the value and the volume of Australian coal exports into China was significantly up compared with what it had been in 2017. So we've seen these sorts of issues before of slower processing times, but then suddenly it seems to clear up and we keep seeing this year-on-year growth overall.
All right. Your message to the market?
Stay calm. We are seeking to get as much information as possible, but we are confident that Australia's trading relationship with China is strong, will continue to be strong, and that includes in the coal sector.
Okay. Appreciate your time. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment, Simon Birmingham.